I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is The Takeaway. We just heard about the hit local media has taken as a result of COVID-19 after years of ongoing struggles. One of the many reasons this could be a big problem is that news and social media are changing the way we learn about and track the spread of infectious diseases. Everything from the reports published on your local news sites to the tweets you send, those are all digital breadcrumbs that epidemiologists use to follow public health patterns and even crowdsource the disease hunting process. One of the websites at the center of so-called digital epidemiology is ProMed, a mostly volunteer-run program of the International Society for Infectious Diseases.
We basically scour what's out there using both formal information sources as well as non-formal information sources to identify early the onset of potential outbreaks of concern.
That's Dr. Marjorie Pollack, a physician, medical epidemiologist, and deputy editor of ProMed. She says their electronic database and listserv are freely available to anyone in the world. ProMed relies on expert moderators like Dr. Pollack to vet information on the web, as well as a pool of 80,000 subscribers worldwide to alert them to disease trends in their region. That's how Dr. Pollack first learned about a potential new disease outbreak on the night of December 30th in 2019.
We got an email, actually, from colleagues in Taiwan alerting us to a Weibo posting. Weibo is the Chinese social media platform. It was alerting us to an announcement from the Wuhan Health Commission that there was a cluster of cases of atypical pneumonia in a hospital.
The email contained a photo of a notice of several cases of pneumonia with unknown origins. Dr. Pollack and her team quickly moved to verify the source of the alert in the off chance that it had been doctored.
So we searched looking for collateral, separate source verifying what was going on, and found the Sina Financial Business News had actually followed up on it, had called the Wuhan Health Commission, and they had an article where they verified that it was real.
And so, just before midnight, Dr. Pollack hit send on a ProMed email titled Undiagnosed Pneumonia, alerting the international community to what we now know as COVID-19. I asked Dr. Pollack what was going through her mind when she first saw the signs of a new infectious disease.
Having been involved with the SARS outbreak back in 2003, an alarm bell went off. It was very, very much a deja vu of when the first reports came out of Guangdong on SARS in 2003.
Broadly speaking, when you are trying to figure out kind of whether a new disease is emerging, how do you and other epidemiologists use local news and social media to get snippets of information? And I guess, how important are those things in gathering information for you?
Very important. We use all different sources of information. ProMed began in 1994 as an offshoot of a 1991 Institute of Medicine meeting and report on disease surveillance, pointing out that there were significant shortcomings to the disease surveillance for picking up emerging diseases. In those days, the internet was in its nascence in terms of widespread use. And it was started with a focus on seeing if the internet could help provide sources of information faster. What we found early on was that local media oftentimes were the first to get reports out. The official process involves doing an investigation, confirming before information was released in those days. It has changed. And nowadays, unofficial reports as a signal something is going on are coming out as early warnings and early alerts.
When you're thinking about social media, local news, just things you see on the internet, that's a lot of information and just sort of a high volume of data. How do you sift through that and make sense of what you're seeing and find patterns.
It's a challenge. We have an account where we have access to all Twitter feeds globally in all languages, and it pushes alerts to us in the form of individual emails. What transpired as COVID was picking up in terms of more awareness around the world and more countries getting involved, the volume of incoming reports logarithmically increased to the point of getting over 1,500 email alerts per day.
Wow.
Had to set up a separate new email account just for that. You get to a point almost on one level of information overload. That's where you really do very much need the help of information aggregators, the computer doing it, because the manual ability just gets surpassed.
How do you vet that information and know what's solid?
Look for other sources of information. You get to know reliable sources, reliable journalists. You know who you can trust, who has a secondary agenda, you know. You do have to be careful about opposition parties and countries trying to embarrass governments and a lot of peripheral things going on that can get in the way. You do start to know what's reliable, who's reliable globally. But that being said, there are new sources that come up and you look to verify it. You look to see who's covering it. I know sometimes I'll see a report from a source I may not know, but then I see it's been replicated on sources that are not on the list of high reliability.
When you think about how this kind of work is going to be done in the future, how do you think social media and other communications platforms are going to change the way we learn about public health issues, you know, as we move forward into this century?
They already have. I think it will continue to evolve. I don't have a crystal ball to predict what's next on the horizon, but I strongly suspect that there will be new innovations and there will be excellent people on the computational epidemiology side who are working on trying to harness this information and capture it and get it out sooner. I don't think it will eliminate the human need. I don't think we're at the point where the computers have total intelligence the same way humans do for picking up or getting a gut reaction that this may be something.
Marjorie Pollack is a physician, epidemiologist, and the deputy editor of ProMed. Dr. Pollack, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.